From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Caudette. We have occasional opportunities, perhaps at a farmer's market, to source our food. Fair Idaho would like to change that, beginning with their first ever Field to Fork Festival. It's tomorrow, Thursday, at Jump in downtown Boise. Katie Baker, the executive director of Fair Idaho, spoke with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about her organization's hopes for the festival and how unique it is to mash up a trade show with a movable feast for consumers.
This is your first, and I want to make sure I get this right, Field to Fork Festival. So paint me a word picture.
We've been really thinking about this event since Fair Idaho was born, but we wanted to, one of our goals, our organizational goals, is really to not only advocate on behalf of our members, but to connect Idaho producers with Idaho retailers. And we were finding that it was really challenging, not only during the pandemic, but to do that via email or phone calls or text to really try to connect producers with retailers. So we wanted to bring everyone together under one roof. So we'll be taking over the Jump building in downtown Boise. And the morning portion will be a trade fair. So we'll have booths. It will be interactive with not only the producers that have the booths available at Jump, but also with consumers and industry partners and restaurateurs, and the list goes on.
And can I just pause you there? I guess that was the first thing that grabbed my interest, is that as a consumer, I normally don't go to trade shows, let alone am invited to a trade show. But again, you're talking about connecting all these dots, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. We wanted to, our organizational structure is a little different than a membership-based trade association, and so is this event, actually. So we wanted to do a more interactive and engaging type trade fair so that people could actually meet their farmers, their ranchers, their food and beverage producers, and get to know the people behind our food system and really creating what lands on our plate here in Idaho. So we wanted everyday consumers to come and be able to meet these producers. It's sort of that concept of know your coffee roaster, know your distiller, know your food producer, know your rancher. And so we wanted people to have an opportunity to engage with these producers, to build a connection with them.
And I'm guessing this is also a rare opportunity for, well, those producers, big and small, and in particular, I'm thinking of the modest ones, right? They usually don't get a showcase like this.
So the way our organization is structured is that we represent smaller producers, so really smaller farmers, ranchers, and food and beverage producers. And that can really be someone that makes salsa all the way to a craft brewer. But we wanted to give them an opportunity to highlight their products in a way that they hadn't been able to do before, with the exception of maybe a farmer's market.
So over in one corner, somebody could be inking a life-changing deal. And over here, as a consumer, I'm getting amazing tastes, right?
Yeah, during the trade fair portion, in that the first of the day, we will have samples available from our producers, but then we'll also have chef-led classes in the afternoon. So it sort of carries out throughout the day.
Whet my appetite there. So chef-led workshops?
Yeah, so we'll have some chef-led classes. We have a number of those starting at 11 a.m. Anthony's will be there. And then we have Chef Nate Whitley from Terroir Boise. Dan from Ansatz will have a class as well. And so then Chris Ott, actually, from Chop Shop in Caldwell.
Okay, you have our full attention, plus panel discussions, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're really excited about the panel discussions, only because this gives us an opportunity to really trace how food lands on our plate. And really, every one of those panel discussions will have a farmer or rancher on there. And then we'll also talk about some of the obstacles that these producers face when they're trying to get the product to the everyday consumer and then also the retailer. But then we wanted to really allow people an opportunity and a glimpse to think about how that product arrives on our plate and on our table.
And do I have this right? This is free?
Yes, this is open to the public. Absolutely.
January 19th, Thursday, that's a Thursday, 9 to 4 p.m. FARE, FARE, that's an acronym, yes?
FARE stands for Food, Agriculture, Restaurants, and Establishments. We're a differently structured type organization in that we represent the local food system. We were born out of the pandemic. It was really independent restaurants and retailers and bar owners getting together and realizing that they were uncertain how to navigate a pandemic, uncertain how long their businesses would survive being closed, and uncertain as to how to operate every day during a pandemic. So we created a nonprofit trade association that is membership-based. That represents our local food system. So within our fold is farmers, ranchers, food and beverage producers, independent restaurants, independent bars, and retailers.
And that was Katie Baker, the executive director of FARE Idaho, speaking to our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about FARE's first Field to Fork Festival. It's tomorrow, Thursday, at Jump in downtown Boise. It is free, and you can snack as you learn more about Idaho's independent food producers. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.